I have the distinct pleasure tonight to bring forth the speaker of the word. Brother Faupas has been with us for a while, and I've had some personal interactions with him since he's been here. And I have not yet met a man that did not love the Lord as much as he does and loves bringing forth the word. So without further ado, Brother Faupas.
Now let's give the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, a clap offering. Thank you, Lord. I can't hear myself. Can you hear me? Now I can. Believe me or not, I wasn't a preacher for the night. But I guess I am now. Thank God, Pastor Thomas just laid his hand on me a while ago and just pray that the Lord would get every bit of the nervousness out of me. Let's pray that our prayer will work, okay? Thank you, Lord. Pastor Grant, a wonderful man of God, pastor of this church, just received an attack from the devil, came prepared to minister tonight, but he's in pain. But I believe the Lord will touch him. Amen. You believe that? Say amen. Amen. And so he asked me tonight to see if I can occupy. You know, it's not a very easy thing to occupy the pulpit and take the place of such a mighty man of God, such an anointed man of God. I feel very small tonight. And I just give God honor. And he knows what he's doing tonight. Somebody in the house say amen. Your Bible's in your hands tonight. So good to see all of you wonderful people. Mark chapter number 2. I'm going to commence reading with the first verse. The book of Mark chapter number 2, verse number 1. When you find it, say amen. By the way, it's in the New Testament. Hallelujah. For those of you that are searching the Old Testament, you won't find it there. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. Somebody said it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together in so much that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as above the door. And he preached the word of God unto them. And they came unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, can you imagine when they had broken it up? They let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man speak blasphemous? For who can forgive sins but God only? And I said, well, that's a point. He forgave sins because he was God. And immediately when Jesus perceived in their hearts that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk, but that ye may know that the Son of Man had power on earth to forgive sins. He said unto the sick of the palsy, I said unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go to thy house. And immediately he arose, took up his bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Amen. It was noise that he was in the house. It was noise that he was in the house. My subject for tonight is simply this. Because Jesus was in the house. Because Jesus was in the house. I want you to reach your hand towards heaven right now. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We praise your holy name because you said in your word, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I with them in the midst. I know you are in their house tonight. Bless your people. Oh, bless your people. Send your mighty anointing tonight. Let it destroy the power of the enemies tonight, oh God. We come against the rebuke of the devil right now. In the name of Jesus. Folks, raise your hands and begin to make some noise in this house tonight. I can hear you make some noise. Let it be noise that Jesus is in the house tonight. And anything can happen tonight. Oh, we bless your holy name. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we prayed. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Somebody in the house say amen. Yes, because Jesus was in the house. You know, there's just something about a house. A house serves as a place of protection from intruders. Amen. I'm the kind when I'm so easily distracted. So when I come to church, I appreciate the fact that I'm in the house. Amen. You got to also understand that a house is a place that makes it more convenient for us to worship God. It keeps us from the rain. But what I love about a house is this. A house will create an atmosphere conducive to minister the word of God. Are you ready tonight? Three times it is said in the book of Mark, chapter number one, that Jesus was in the house. The first one was in the synagogue. The Bible says he entered into a synagogue, and there was a man with an unclean spirit. For the sake of this text, so now we're going to consider the synagogue as a house. Amen. And because Jesus was in the house, a man with an unclean spirit, amen, Jesus sought him and Jesus cast out the man or cast out the spirit of uncleanness out of the man because that was in the house. Moving on down to a few verses in the same chapter 1, Jesus and the disciple, two of them enter into a house and Simon Peter's mother-in-law lay sick of the fever. It was in the house. Amen. And Jesus touched her, and immediately the fever left Simon Peter's mother-in-law, and that happened in the house. Somebody shout, amen. Moving further, Jesus is in another house. It's a synagogue. And there is a leper, a man who has been eaten up with disease. Amen. He cried out unto Jesus, and Jesus touched him, and the leprosy left him immediately. That took place in the house. Somebody say, in the house. Amen. And Jesus commanded him, don't you say anything to anyone, but go to your house and offer the required sacrifice Moses commanded according to the law. But do you know what? This man went out and he began to blast it abroad how Jesus has healed him. Amen. And the Bible tells me because of the noise this man made of his healing, Jesus could no longer walk out openly. Now you see what in chapter 2, Jesus is in a house. You know what he's doing? He's hiding himself. Glory to God, because people came from everywhere. Let me tell this wonderful church tonight, if you want to see real revival, you got to learn to make some noise. You didn't hear me tonight. You got to be a noise, people. Glory to God. You can't hide Jesus. You can't hide people where something is taking place. When something is happening in the house, you can't hide him. People came from the east, from the west, from the south, from the north, from far and near, and they're trying to find Jesus in the house. Somebody shout in the house. You see, I don't know what you came to do here tonight. But when I got in my car to come to church, Brother Hawk, I knew that Jesus would be in the house. Amen. You didn't hear me. It was raining, but I said, I can't stay at my house because Jesus is not necessary in my house. He's in the house of the Lord. That's why David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. For in the presence of the Lord. You didn't hear me tonight, church. I said, in the presence of the Lord, in fullness of joy. Somebody shout joy in the house. Glory to God. Amen. They couldn't hide him. People came from everywhere. You see, when you came to church tonight, you didn't come to see a preacher. I hope not. You didn't come to see your friend. It doesn't matter who's preaching up here tonight. I don't know about you, but I didn't come to see a preacher. I didn't come to see an evangelist. I came, but the time was because I knew Jesus would be in the house. You see, that's what happened. That's all that matters. Because when he's in the house, anything is possible. Oh yes, I know you look good. I know you are good looking. But my reason for coming to church tonight is not to see you. I can greet you after church. I can shake your hand. We can fellowship. But give me a break. He's in the house tonight. You didn't hear me. That's why I'm here. Because Jesus is in the house. Oh, go ahead and get happy. He's in the house. Clap your hands unto the Lord. He's in the house. Anything can happen tonight. Oh, I love this story. Amen. I love this story. The Bible says there are people before the door. There are people, amen, at the back door, at a window. And here comes, you know, a team of four bringing their sick friends to Jesus. You know, I tell people, any man who will tell you, who will give you an invitation to go to a church is your friend. Your real friends will lead you to Jesus. Your enemies will lead you away from Jesus. I don't care how many so-called friends you have. I don't care how many so-called associates you have. Anything that will take you away from this house is your enemy. You need to fight it. You need to reject it. You need to say, excuse me. The party can wait. Excuse me. The family meeting can wait. But I'm going to the house because I know Jesus will be in the house. Where do you go when you're in trouble? Where do you go when you're sick? Amen. Somebody says, I go to the rock, amen, that is higher than I. I'll go to the rock. Amen. The rock that the builders rejected, I go to the rock. Amen. When all around me, amen, everything is going, is giving way, I go to the rock. So Jesus is, amen, Jesus is in the house, and this man's friends took him to Jesus. But because he was in the house, people came from everywhere. Don't you know he's a reason for this house? I didn't get too many amens. I got a lot of amens from here, not from there. He's the reason for this house. He said, my house shall be called a house of prayer by all nations. That's why we came to church tonight. Because he said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, then am I with them in the midst. He's here. He's here. I don't know if you can feel him, but he's in the house tonight. They couldn't get in. I said they couldn't get in. Because wherever Jesus is, the crowd come together. Because who wouldn't want to follow a leader who will heal you when you're sick, when you're dead? Amen. Is about to be taken to the grave. He comes and say, not yet come forth. Amen. Who will not want to follow a leader after your loved ones have been buried for 4 days? Blood stop running. Vein collapse in the body. Amen. Everything is falling to pieces. He comes out with a shout. Lazarus come forth. And he comes walking out of the grave. Who will not follow a man like that? When they were hungry in the wilderness, took the little boys 5 pieces of bread, 2 pieces of fish, and he multiplied it. And he fed the hungry. Who will not want to follow? Because of his miracle, amen, the house is full. Hear me well tonight. We want revival. You don't have to sit there and think whether revival can come or not. Let's just have a few miracles taking place. Let the sick get healed. My God, let the people leave the wheelchair. My God, let cancer patient be healed. Let high blood pressure become normal. Oh, yes. This house will be full of people because Jesus said, amen. He that believeth in me, the work that I do shall you do also. And greater works. Somebody said greater works. Than these shall you do because I go to the Father. Amen. People from everywhere come and they couldn't get in. So here comes 4 men bringing their friends. They got to the door but couldn't get in because of the press. You know what I like about desperate people? They don't care. They don't take no for an answer. You know people that aren't really hungry. I know you great people from this great country. Some of you don't really know what it means to be hungry. Well, to you, some of you, hunger means you miss your breakfast. Up to 11 o'clock, you're too hungry. Well, if you miss lunch, you are starving. But you know what I like about hungry? When people are hungry, they will tear up the roof to get what they want. Not that they are rude. Not that they can't keep. Amen. Not that they are not intelligent people. But when the man gets desperate, he forgets about his intelligence. Amen. Intelligent takes backstage. They got to get what they need. So when these people came, they were hungry for some miracle. You know what the devil told them? Oh, no, you can't get in. There are already too many people in here. They say, we don't care. That when Jesus is in the house, there's always room just for one more. When Jesus is in the house, there's always room for somebody else. You might be black, you might be white, you might be yellow, you might be brown. When Jesus is in the house, there's always a room for one more. Somebody shout yes. So they say, we don't care. Amen. We are going to see Jesus. And he said, well, there's no room in here. You know the thing about people? People come to church and they allow other people to stop them from seeing Jesus. Well, that's because you're not hungry enough. Again, not too many amens from my friend's side. I say, if you're really hungry, nobody can stop you. Not even a preaching style. Some people say, well, I love the message. I don't love the messenger. That's your problem. Because I like Elisha. Elisha is running after the revival of Mount Carmel. Amen. He comes to a place and he's sleeping. Amen. He's hungry. He's tired. He just wants to take some rest. And here comes a blackbird with a basket full of delicious breakfast. And then the angel woke up. Elijah said, get up and eat. Elijah wakes up and he sees a basket full of delicious breakfast. By the basket is a raven. You know what a raven is? It's a black, unattractive bird. Isn't it funny how God sends your food through all cancer? But when you're really hungry, it doesn't matter who brings the food. It doesn't matter if a black bird or the white bird or the yellow bird or the brown bear. When you're hungry, you will get up and it's time to eat. Somebody shout yes. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Hungry people don't care. Hungry people don't care. Some people say, I love that church, Brother Hawk. But you see, I'm in a minority. Hey. The problem with most people is when they come to church, they don't come because Jesus is in the house. They come to feel good. But this thing is not about you. It's not about me. It's because he's in the house. And they said, but I know there's no room in here. All of the good people are here already. And all the people that don't need any healing, they're here already. But you see, we got a problem. And only Jesus can solve our problems. So you may stand at the door. If there's no way at the door, we're going to check the back door. They say, you haven't checked lately, haven't you? Amen. The back door is sealed up. They say, we're going to check the windows. Amen. They said, the window is occupied. Then he said, let's get a ladder. Let's climb upstairs. Let's climb up on the roof. And Jesus is standing there trying to preach the word of God. All of a sudden, there's all kinds of noise going up on the roof. And there's some serious of disturbance going on. These guys are knocking the roof off the building. Amen. And all of the dirt and debris falling on Jesus. What I like about Jesus, he didn't even stop them. Can you imagine somebody coming and Pastor Graham is preaching here and somebody up on this expensive roof turned it down? Are you losing your mind? Some of you that brought your gun to church, you will run out there and say, hey, buddy, we pay a lot of money for this. My money is in there. You come down or I'll bring you down. I know you didn't come to church with your gun tonight, but that would be a horrible thing, Pastor Thomas, to see the beautiful roof being torn down. But you know what? Jesus didn't care. You know what? To Jesus, people are better than things. How do I feel the Holy Ghost? I know this building is expensive. I know you pay a lot of money. But when it comes to the value of one soul, Jesus is saying, tear it down. Tear the roof down. Tear it down. Break it to pieces and get that one soul to me. Have you ever studied the text? Why Jesus didn't make any noise about a roof being broken? It's because when he's in a house, anything is possible. They are breaking the roof. You know what? Jesus will allow a roof to be broken down just for you. And this has nothing to do with my message, but I was sitting down in my devotion this morning and I'm reading Psalm 139. And then I came to realize that every individual sitting here, you didn't get here by accident. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in Brother Brown's house. Amen. I did a little Holy Ghost dance right there. Because you see, the Lord began to speak to me and say, son, you are not an accident. Before your mom and daddy came together, I had you as a thought in my mind. You started as a seed in my heart. And then even when there was none of you, your substance had not even come together here, God was thinking about you. Carefully planned. Oh my God, he saw you being imperfect. He saw your mistakes. He saw your weaknesses. He saw your strength. Yet he thought about you. You know what got me excited? After Jesus had it all figured out in his mind, what I will look like, I will not be fat. I won't be too tall. I won't be too good looking. Yet he said, I thought about it. I studied about it. Now he went to the drawing table. You didn't hear me, church. I said, after he thought about me, after he thought about you, he went to the drawing table, took out his pencil and his papers, and he carefully sketched you. He carefully drew your plan. And when he got through, he said, he is wonderfully and marvelously made. And God saw his handiwork that it was marvelous. You don't know it about your shot. You are a marvelous production of God. You are a carefully thought out plan. He made you just as you are, and you have values. Before your mother and your father came together, God plan you carefully, and he put that seed into your mother, amen, through a man. But studying that, we are not just the seeds of men. We are the seeds of God through a man, through a woman. That's deep theology, isn't it? If I was a thought in God's heart first, that seed that God had in his mind is what he planted into the womb of my mother through my father. So now you see why you will allow a roof to be broken down. Oh, I don't know what I'm talking to here tonight. God will break anything to get to you tonight. He will break some rules just to get to you. I don't know who I'm talking to here tonight. Jesus has simply said, break it down, children, break it. Break it and get that one soul in my presence. After they have broken it up, let a man through the roof lay him right before Jesus. And Jesus was even surprised, because he knows those that are hungry will do everything to get to him, because he's in the house. Look at the man and says, son, your sins be forgiven. And the reason why they said that, he knew, because the sickness was caused by his sin. Not all sicknesses are caused by sin. This one was caused by sin. So you say, your sins be forgiven you. No need to forget to heal a body if you're going to go back to the same old sin. And they said, what is he speaking words of blaspheme. He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sin but God? Again, I said that's the point. He forgave sin because he was God Almighty. As man, he prayed. But as God, he answered prayer. Amen. As man, he died. As God, he raised himself from the dead. I don't know who I'm talking to here tonight. Amen. As man, he went to the cross. Glory to God. But as God, his blood bought our salvation. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. I want to emphasize healing in closing tonight. Amen. And most people don't realize this, but healing is just as much part of our salvation as receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost is. I told someone, the Holy Ghost lives in your body. The Holy Ghost lives in my body. You think God wants to live in the body that is broken down? Because you see, God didn't cause sickness. Sickness is caused by sin. And Jesus came to fight and destroy the power of sin. And when he's in the house, sickness cannot stand in his sight. Come through the door, come through the roof. Sickness cannot stand in his sight. I don't know who I'm talking to today, because Jesus would do anything to heal you. Amen. He went to the cross, but he's going to break through walls. He's going to allow roots to cave in. He's breaking through some things now because he's in the house tonight. The fever gotta go. The malaria gotta go. The cancer gotta go. The diabetes gotta go. The high blood pressure gotta go because he's in the house tonight. Anything is possible. If you believe it, stand on your feet and say, I believe it. Raise your hands in the Haba Shokotaya. Hidano Moshe Katalabahaya. Raise your hands. Hebasa Katalaba. I feel something. I feel something in the house. The healer is in the house. Oh, you didn't hear me tonight. The water walkers is in the house. The miracle man is in the house. Raise your hands now and begin to make some noise. Shelelele bokotaya irada baba ba hokori maseke irelelele bokotaya ba yeah. He's in the house. Oh, right now, Pastor Grant is under attack in his office. Right now, Pastor O'Neill is under attack. Church, we need to make some noise. I want you to run to this altar now. Run. Run to this altar and make some noise. I'm talking to you. He's in the house tonight. Oh, Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. Yes. Something is going to happen tonight. Something good is about to happen. Not because I'm in the house, but because Jesus is. Raise your hands. The cancer got to go. The pain got to go. It's got to go. It's got to go. It's got to go. 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 Because it's in the house. Raise your hands. Raise. I want everybody that can walk. Leave your seat. Leave your seat. Come, church, come.